Second Chronicles, chapter 35. Moreover, Hosea kept a Passover to Yahweh in Jerusalem, and they killed the Passover on the 14th day of the first month. And he set priests in their charges, and encouraged them to the service of the house of Yahweh, and said to the Levites that taught all Israel, who were holy to Yahweh, put the holy ark in the house which Solomon the son of David, king of Israel, did build. It will not be a burden upon your shoulders. Serve now Yahweh, your Elohim, and his people Israel, and prepare yourselves by the houses of your fathers, according to your courses, according to the writing of David, king of Israel, and according to the writing of Solomon, his son. And stand in the holy place, according to the divisions of the families of the fathers of your brethren, the people, and according to the division of the families of the Levites. So kill the Passover, and sanctify yourselves, and prepare your brethren, so that they may do according to the word of Yahweh by the hand of Moses. And Hosea gave to the people of the flock, lambs and kids, all for the Passover offerings, for all that were present, to the number of 30,000 and 3,000 bullocks, and these were the king's substance. And his princes gave willingly to the people, to the priests, to the Levites. Hilkiah and Zechariah and Yahiel, rulers of the house of Yahweh, gave to the priests for the Passover offerings 2,600 small cattle and 300 oxen. Conaniah also, and Shemaiah, and Nethaneel, his brethren, and Hashabiah, and Yael, and Jozabad, chief of the Levites, gave to the Levites for Passover offerings 5,000 small cattle and 500 oxen. And so the service was prepared, and the priests stood in their place, and the Levites in their courses, according to the king's commandment, and they killed the Passover, and the priests sprinkled the blood from their hands, and the Levites cut them. And they removed the burnt offering, so that they might give according to the divisions of the families of the people to offer to Yahweh, as it is written in the book of Moses, and so did they with the oxen. And they roasted the Passover with fire, according to the ordinance, but the other holy offerings did they boil in pots, and in cauldrons, and in pans, and divided them speedily amongst all the people. And afterward they made ready for themselves and for the priests, because the priests, the sons of Aaron, were busied in offering of burnt offerings and the fat until night. Therefore the Levites prepared for themselves and for the priests, the sons of Aaron. And the singers, the sons of Asaph, were in their place, according to the commandment of David, and Asaph, and Heman, and Yeduthun, the king's seer, and the porters waited at every gate, they might not depart from their service, for their brethren the Levites prepared for them. So all the service of Yahweh was prepared the same day, to keep the Passover and to offer burnt offerings upon the altar of Yahweh, according to the commandment of King Hosea. And the children of Israel that were present kept the Passover at that time, and the feast of unleavened bread 7 days. And there was no Passover like to that kept in Israel from the days of Samuel the prophet. Neither did all the kings of Israel keep such a Passover as Hosea kept. And the priests and the Levites and all Yehuda and Israel that were present, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. In the 18th year of the reign of Hosea was this Passover kept. And after all this, when Hosea had prepared the temple, Necho, king of Egypt, came up to fight against Carchemish by Euphrates. And Hosea went out against him. But he sent ambassadors to him, saying, What have I to do with you, you king of Yehuda? I do not come against you this day, but against the house wherewith I have war. For Yahweh commanded me to make haste. Cease you from meddling with Yahweh, who is with me, that he does not destroy you. Nevertheless, Hosea would not turn his face from him, but disguised himself that he might fight with him, and listened not to the words of Necho from the mouth of Yahweh, and came to fight in the valley of Megiddo. And the archers shot at the king Hosea. And the king said to his servants, Have me away, for I am sore wounded. His servants, therefore, took him out of that chariot, and put him in the second chariot that he had, and they brought him to Jerusalem. And he died, and was buried in one of the sepulchres of his fathers. And all Yehuda and Jerusalem mourned for Hosea. And Jeremiah lamented for Hosea, and all the singing men and the singing women spoke of Hosea in their lamentations to this day, and made them an ordinance in Israel, and they are written in the lamentations. Now the rest of the acts of Hosea, and his goodness, according to that which was written in the laws of Yahweh, and his deeds, first and last, they are written in the book of the kings of Israel and Yehuda. End of chapter 35.